Well, my co-creators and I have all been targets of sustained abuse and harassment online. So ultimately, we created the guide that we wish we had existed when the attacks on us began. It was really important to us that this guide be intersectional and acknowledge the varying and complex levels of sexist, racist, and homophobic attacks that we were facing and continue to face on a regular basis.
The guide isn't just for people who've experienced online harassment, though, right? It's kind of for all women who have any kind of online presence and perhaps all people. Tell us some of the steps you suggest that people take.
At the very beginning, we isolated three major things that we think are the first steps if you're feeling kind of overwhelmed or want to do something really quick. That is, the first thing is to set up two-step verification on all of your online platforms. So that just means that you will get a text message with a code when you try to sign into an account. The other thing is to create complex, unique passwords for every login. And then the third major thing that we suggest is to remove any doxing or potential doxing information about you online. Doxing is when your personal information is put online. And so that can be anything from your home address to your phone number, your social security. And so we suggest taking some additional steps to try to make sure that those things aren't online and aren't accessible to people who wish to do you harm.
What else did you wish was available to you when you started to experience some of this online harassment?
Well, one of the things with online harassment is it's very isolating. You're being threatened in really horrific, vicious ways. You start to kind of hole up and isolate because you don't know who to trust and you don't know where you can go for help. Online harassment is still something that we don't really take that seriously. We don't think is real. What I would have liked to have and what would be really nice is the support structures where there's an acknowledgement that this is real, that this is traumatic, and that you're not alone.
Can you talk at all about how this larger issue, do you feel like it's evolved at all? I mean, what is the status of this in the, December of 2015?
One thing to understand is that online harassment has sort of always existed. There used to be this, or actually, I guess some people still believe this, but this sort of utopian idea that the internet is some kind of sort of stabilizing, democratizing force, and that we were all on this like even platform. But that never was the case. And there are examples of women being harassed early days in chat rooms and IRC and that sort of thing. I think what's happening with social media is that it's becoming way easier and way more pronounced. It's becoming much more of a public conversation. More people are taking it seriously. And additionally, I think that that is creating a space where tech companies and social media companies are being forced to acknowledge that their platforms are being used to harass people.
Do you think that tech companies could build things in a way or build tools for the platforms they've already created that would actually render the thing that you've built here unnecessary? I mean, is this filling a void?
I think that this guide is, it's kind of sad that we had to write this. Like, we shouldn't have to write this. We talk a little bit in the introduction to the guide about how this is a tax on marginalized people just to engage online, right? Just to participate online. And I think that, tech companies need to start building systemic structures and systems in place that actively deter harassment on their platforms. Because right now, what's happening is they're going, oh crap, like this isn't really good that people are being attacked on our platforms, and they're sticking band-aids all over it. But what needs to happen is this big systemic overhaul so that their platforms actively work to deter harassment and discourage that from happening so that the people being harassed aren't forced to disengage, aren't forced to put up a barrier around ourselves, aren't forced to not have all of the opportunities that everyone else has online.
Have you had any experiences that have started out really negative that have ended up positive?
There are occasionally those stories, like Lindy West did a story on This American Life that was really emotional, where someone who had been harassing her in really horrific ways talked very candidly about why he did it and how he regrets doing it. But that is the margin of error. That is so, so rare, unfortunately. So we desperately need to create this cultural shift where the behaviors are no longer acceptable. Because what's happening right now is the internet is like the Wild West. And so we need to actually have consequences, social consequences, you know, like the consequences that tech platforms can build in, various things like that, as well as legal consequences for this, the actions that are actually illegal. And that is very slow, right? This is a slow process. Yeah. And I think that it needs to happen a lot faster.
I'm curious about what your feelings are about this conversation that happened around South by Southwest. And going into that, is there anything you're thinking about that needs to happen? Or do you have any thoughts about that event and how that's going to play out and how it should play out?
I think that it is not feasible at this time, and it's not respectful to ask people who are actively being harassed to have a dialogue or conversation with the people who are harassing them. And it sounds like that's kind of what South by Southwest was trying to do by sort of this, you know, quote unquote, both sides rhetoric of like, we'll have a panel with people who don't think it's harassment or who might actually be doing the harassment. And then the people who are having a larger systemic conversation about what it means to be a woman or a marginalized person online and the abuse that we yeah. receive simply for that. So I think, you know, it's really frustrating whenever, you know, like I get requests for interviews and they want to interview me and then interview someone who's harassing me and I don't do them. Because why would you put me in a situation where I am being confronted with the people who are hurting me? So I think that these conversations need to happen, but we do not need to be talking in the conversations of the people who are being hurt. They do not need to be talking to the people who are doing the harassment.
Anita Sarkeesian is a media critic and the founder of the video web series Feminist Frequency. We have a link to her guide to dealing with online harassment on our website. It's called Speak Up and Stay Safer. Anita, thank you very much.
Thank you.